Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The top Kentucky full-season soybean yield for 2017 topped 100 bushels per acre. Kentucky Soybean Association Executive Director Debbie Ellis says that was among the top soybean yields recognized recently at the Commodity Conference in Bowling Green.
District 1 irrigated was Griffin Farms from Graves County at 74.6. In District 2, White Farms from Union County, 91.62. Then in District 3, we had Armistead Farms in Logan County with 81.28. And in District 4, Poor Farms over in Cumberland County with 85.73.
Ellis says the top soybean crops set a record this year.
Meredith Farms in Henderson County was our state champion with 107.76 bushels. His wife, Leah, was the first place winner in the single crop irrigated with 104.17. Then to follow up that, second place was Lyle Waller from Union County with 96.74. And those were the irrigated. In the single crop non-irrigated, we had Gates Brothers from Davis County with 94 and Jerry Joe Greenwell from Union County with 92.17.
She says the double crop winners also recorded some impressive numbers.
A couple to break the 80 bushel barrier for the double crop beans. And that was Bruce and Jeremy Benson from Hopkins County with 91.84 bushels. And then Blacklick Farms in Davis County with 80 bushels per acre.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Ellis says the soybean contest is not only about yield, but also oil and protein content.
PPJ Thompson Farms out of Davis County was first place in oil with 21.11%, and Monty Parrish Farms in Henderson was second place with 20.84%. And in first place for protein was Poor Farms in Cumberland with 35.83%. And second place was Clements Brothers over in Union County with 35.76.
Ellis thanked County Extension agents for helping to record yields and other data for the contest again this year. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.